This is the Fire Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Fire Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Rhodes, and it's been a little bit. I'm coming back to you after taking a little bit of time off, and I'll explain all of that here in a moment. This is actually going to be the end of season four of the Fire Podcast. I actually recorded a final podcast with Peter DeWitt, and we had a bunch of technical issues, and I totally lost the episode to the point that I can't even piece it together. So anyways, we're going to re-record that at some point, but as for now, I'm going to close out season four, and I'm getting ready to begin recording or starting to record season five, as well as you're going to notice a lot of changes. And so before I mention those changes, I'll kind of explain where we're at a little bit. So back in October, if you've been listening to this podcast or you follow us on any of our social media, you'll know that we started a church. My wife and I, as well as another couple, who some of you may know, the Lewises, we prayerfully planted a church here in Seattle. And this was something that was on our hearts for a while, but we've been here, we've been in the city for a bit. And honestly, we're just enjoying just doing life, having friendships, getting good coffee, and hanging out with our kids and watching them grow up. But then God gave me a dream in, I want to say April of 2022, somewhere in that like range, March, April, May, somewhere in there. I had this dream where I was sitting in a green room with Landon Schott. Some of you may know him from Mercy Culture. So in this dream, I'm sitting with him and I say to him, "Landon, we accidentally started a church." And he laughs at me and he said, "Yes, you did." And then he told me to go talk to Russell Johnson, who at the time, Russell Johnson, the pastor of Pursuit out here, the Pursuit Northwest, which is a rapidly growing church. We were working hand in hand together and kind of helping pray in some things, you know, new building, a building in Seattle and all these things. And anyway, so he was our pastor at that point. And still is a great friend, but went to him with this dream, like, "Hey, this is where we're at. We feel like we've been having these worship nights, and God's saying now's the time to plant a church." And so he, you know, blessed us. They've been such a help, gave us supplies and things like that. So very thankful for them. And in the dream, I was in the green room of Mercy Culture's church network, the Presence Driven Church Network. And so anyways, we knew like that's our relationship, that was our connection, that's who we're supposed to be with, is the Presence Driven Church Network, which we are now a part of. It just launched back in February. And so, you know, Stream is almost a year ahead of its time. And so we've been on this amazing journey that's been hard. And, you know, at some point I'll talk about church planning and some of the things we've been through and all that. It's probably a little bit too soon at this point. But my wife and I and our friends who have been in this with us, like, we have lots to say, I'm sure. Lots of lessons, lots of hardships. It's been one of the hardest things we've ever done, but also just the pleasure of the Lord in it and just simple obedience has been amazing. I'll cry if I keep talking about that. And so as we've prayed and really sought God on, like, hey, what does this next season look like for us? He's made it very clear that there's three pillars of things we're supposed to focus on. So we're supposed to focus on establishing the church, a strong foundation, strong culture, strong values of who we are. And this is, you know, what do we believe? What are we going after? What is the gifting and the grace on our church? What are we called to do in this city? And really figuring out our church's identity as a whole. And then in building that, building the church, like, what does that look like? What does it look like to gather? And the focuses on spirit and sacrament, meaning the communion, taking communion, worshiping together, praying together, loving one another. And also like impacting the city, serving the city, figuring out ways that we can live as kings, priests, and prophets. If you've heard my message, on that, but that's the church piece. And then there's communion, which we just did our first communion event in March, and it went really well. And we saw some people touched by God and healed, and it was just beautiful. But more than anything, more than the people attending or any of that stuff, like, it was one of the first times in a long time I've just felt the overwhelming pleasure of God, because as a church, we're small, and you know, we're currently like meeting in our living room, and we moved out of the space we were in. Like, we prayed and felt like God said, "Will you give this back to me?" And we laid the space down and we moved to the living room, and we've just focused in on just worshiping in our living room. And in that place, God birthed this vision for this communion night. And I saw it, and I saw it, like, because we've seen communion as this thing that's been impactful, to connect with what Jesus did, with how his body was broken and his blood was spilled. And what does that mean for us? And what is, Jesus is worthy of his full reward. So what did he pay for? And that there's actually a spiritual release as people take communion, and we've seen people healed in communion. But then I had this vision. I saw communion as an event for the city. And I'm not big on, you know, doing big events and things like that, but like, we felt like we were supposed to call the city together to take communion. And so we did that, and God just flooded my wife and I, especially, like, we just were flooded with just the Father just saying thank you. We spent way more money than we had to do this thing, just to honor him. Didn't brand it, you know, didn't make it about our church or anything like that. And it didn't bring in a bunch of money or anything like that. But God was pleased, and that just made it worth all of it. The whole thing was worth it just for that. And so we're planning on the next one. I think we're going to push back. It was supposed to be here in May, but we're going to push it back to June. And we're going to plan to do those like every 2 or 3 months, something like that. And so that's what the second pillar is, like, we're going to do communion, and eventually it'll be other events, but events that kind of like serve the city and take what is special or significant, or what we carry as a church, how do we begin to give that to the body? How do we begin to bless the body with that, with who we are? Still, like, not trying to make everyone be us, not trying to recruit everyone to our church, but knowing, like, we have a part to play in this. How do we play it really well? And then the third one is media, which brings us to this podcast. Media is to me how we export our culture beyond our city. It's how we take what's happening here and we get it around the world. We have this amazing opportunity to, you think about how many people you could reach with one video, one anointed video that goes viral, and you could get literally millions of people watching across your different platforms, watching your video. You could preach in that video that takes you maybe in an hour. You record, edit, post, hour of work. You could preach to millions of people in an hour of work that could keep going on beyond you. And in our day, we can preach more in one video than most of the most famous preachers preach to in their entire lifetime. You know, and obviously some of their messages, there's recordings for some of them, or there's writings, and those have gone beyond them. But the same thing is going to happen with that video. And so I personally, like, the podcast was something God had to push me into. I don't like anything that looks like self-promotion. I much would rather would be behind the camera oftentimes. But it's something that, out of obedience, God asked me to do. And then I realized, like, I really enjoy this. I really enjoy making podcasts for you guys. I really enjoy the interaction and the conversation. I really enjoy... those of you who have reached out and said, "Hey, can we have a conversation, or I have a question about this, like, would you be willing to talk to me?" Like, I've taken the time to do those things because I love it. It feels like such an honor to get to be in this place that anybody would even listen, and that the countries, you know, we're in the 40s now, 40 something countries that tune in. That's incredible to me. Every time I'm kind of amazed that's going anywhere, and thankful and surprised. And then we also have our app. So our Fire Movement in general has an app. And on that app, we're not just using that as like an app for our church. We're actually curating content. If you guys remember some of what, when we started to go after the Dive Collective, what that was we are doing in this app. I got this prophetic word about the different things. And that was one of the things named that God had me start and then ask for back, and start and ask for back. That's been a theme over the last couple of years, where God would give me something and see, like, is your heart attached to this thing, or is your heart mine? And so we got this prophetic word that God was going to take those things and combine them into what he's doing now with this church. And so we've taken that app and we're curating content monthly. So monthly we release drops where our team and people we're in relationship with, they just take things that are feeding them, books and blogs and sermons, music, worship music, whatever it is, different things. And they write up like, hey, this is what's impactful about this, and this is why I'm recommending this. And because there's so much content, there's so much noise out there, there's so many things. So it's just an app that will help you cut through all the noise. And like, if for the hungry people, how do I actually get to the stuff that's worth my time? And that's where we're headed with that. If you guys have any suggestions, feel free. You can send them to us at hello@firemovement.com. You can send any recommendations, videos, YouTube videos, sermons, whatever that you want us to review and potentially put on the app. We'll look those over, and those can really help somebody else. It might be the video that helps them get breakthrough in what they're called to. And so we have the app, we have the podcast, which I'll get into this here in a moment. Also books. I'm in the process of working on a couple books, actually, including a children's book. And I'm going over illustrators right now and things like that, because I've felt this pull towards especially my kids, and like, how can I help raise my kids in the things of God? And there's some gaps. Like, I want some books that really illustrate the things of the kingdom to my children. And so I'm writing those books, because it's better just to go for it and figure it out, in my opinion, than sit around and hope somebody else does it. And so those are for our kids and the kids of our church, but then, you know, eventually they're going to be released on a wider scale, hopefully, to reach more people. But books, ebooks, courses, all those things will be coming. Obviously teachings, like, I preach regularly at our church. I have ministered at some ministry schools and things like that. And so there's other podcasts of teachings and preachings and stuff like that that's going to go up. And then as far as the podcast, you're going to be noticing a lot of changes. Most notably, probably, is the quality. If you're watching this on video, which you can on Spotify or YouTube, you can watch the video version of this podcast. The quality is substantially higher, and I'm going to keep the things I'm committed to is I'm committed to keep growing the quality. And I'm not looking for, and this will speak to somebody out there, like, it's easy to, if you appreciate excellence or you have a problem with perfectionism, it's easy to look at something God's asking you to do or something that's a passion project or whatever and look at it and say, well, I can't do it at the level I want to do it, so I'm not going to do it at all. And the best thing you can do is just start making the steps. And it's, for me, I'm such a, not even a planner, but I like excellence so much that it's hard for me to get started if it isn't at the level I know I want it to be. And that can be difficult because I dream really big. And my vision is really big. And like, even what I see for this podcast and where this is going to head is really big, in quality and excellence and reach and all those things. And we're just not there yet. We don't have the budget for it. I don't have a team. I do all this myself at this point. And, it would obviously those things would be incredible. It'd be incredible to have an editor, have a producer, have all those things. But we don't have them. So I could be stifled by my own desire for excellence. And so I just encourage you, if you're listening to this, let that sink in. Like, don't be stifled by your own desire for excellence. Start making steps and do the best possible, whatever it is, with what's in your hand, and then go from there and continue to increase day by day. And so you'll notice the quality is going to continue to increase. I also had this incredible opportunity to meet with somebody that I got put at the table. I was at a Benny Hinn pastoral meeting with just pastors in Seattle, And the guy I sat next to is actually a YouTuber that has 2 million followers and trains other people on how to do YouTube well. And so some of you may have noticed I took our Fire Movement ministry and separate it from the podcast. And the reason I did that is because Fire Movement before was kind of this overarching, this is just our ministry, like for Milka and I, like this is our ministry, and under that is the Fire Podcast and all that, and it's just like part of what we do, and we'll go preach and all that. But I felt like I needed to change it to where it's still Fire Movement, like the Fire Podcast is part of Fire Movement, but we have a church now, and so I wanted something dedicated to the church. Ryan Rhodes Official is the Instagram for all of my personal content. And so that's the place that, like, if you want to keep up with me and the stuff that isn't just Sunday to Sunday, I don't preach every week. In fact, I'm gone one Sunday a month at this point of every month. And so there's more than just me, but on my personal content, I actually do feel a real call to continue to develop content, get content out there of different types. So there's the podcast, and I might just do shorter videos and be talking about stuff or whatever, God puts on my heart, or might be answering questions or different things. So if you guys have any suggestions or thoughts or whatever, I'd love to hear from you and hear from you guys as a community. Like, what are you interested in? What would you like to talk about? And join the conversation with me. Like, I would love to hear what's on your hearts. But yeah, so I'm taking especially our YouTube. I'm working on taking it to a whole nother level, both for the church and for my personal. So my personal, you'll notice, doing a lot of shorts and things like that. And I could talk about that a long time, but I feel like there's something, like, God's really been pushing me in that direction for a while, and I haven't honestly really wanted to do it. Because in many ways, social media drives me crazy, and also I can be obsessive. Like, I can be one of those people that sits there and just refreshes the page to look at the views, and less for the personal affirmation, but more like, am I wasting my time? Is what it feels like a lot of times. Like, is this going anywhere? Am I just wasting my time? Almost looking for the validation to get out of it. Like, hey, can I stop doing this, God? Because it's not working. But I took the advice. This guy actually went through and gave me some advice about the podcast and about the YouTube and stuff. And I've taken that, and already it's done really well over the last 2 or 3 weeks, however long since I launched it. So I'd encourage you guys, if you haven't already, make sure you go and follow. If you just type in the Fire Podcast with Ryan Rhodes or Fire Podcast Ryan Rhodes, you'll find it. But I have my personal YouTube page. Please subscribe. And then on there as well, you can find our Fire Movement channel as well. And you can subscribe to that. And there's going to be a lot more content. Still doing interviews with people, but also, like I said, I'm going to be doing some other things that'll be a little interesting. And also, I'm experimenting. It's pretty cool. It's been a lot of fun to kind of experiment with all these things. So that is the media pillar. And then I don't want to keep dragging this out too long. So you're going to see the quality increase. There's equipment and things like that, that as more money comes in, personally, that, like, this isn't the church isn't necessarily paying for everything in this, because we're small. We just don't have the funds that other places have. And that's okay. And right now we're more concerned about, like, finding a place that's not my living room to meet in and things like that. So please pray. But we're going to begin to update even things with technology and the quality of the set and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be pretty fun. So once again, my YouTube, you can go follow me on YouTube, on Instagram, and on TikTok. It's at Ryan Rhodes Official. And that'll be the place for all my personal content, including, like, all podcast clips, announcements about any kind of new content, new videos, lives, anything like that that I might do. It'll all be there. The final thing is, so those who know me well, I have literally never asked in a ministry capacity. I think I can say this with a clear conscience. I don't believe I've ever once asked for money for something I'm doing for ministry. It's possible I might have, and I'm missing it. So if I am, forgive me. But even missions trips and things like that, I've never been somebody who's like posting about it and like, hey, you know, I'm going on this trip. Will you sow into it or whatever? And I'm not against that stuff. I am, however, against, for those who have heard me on this rant, I'm against people who are habitually going on short-term missions trips and just want everyone to pay for their vacations to go get more Instagram photos. But that's a whole other thing. And, you know, people who don't work and that, you know, their life becomes, I'm going to go on these mission trips, never get established anywhere, never be rooted, and I just want everyone to pay. I think that's a dangerous place. I'm all for missions. I'm all for mission trips. Go on mission trips. You can ask people for money. It's important for people to sell. Those are two different things. But personally, I've just never done it. I've never felt peace on it. For me personally, it's a personal conviction. I've never felt like I'm supposed to. And here recently, as we were praying into stuff for the church, I felt like God was asking me to begin to invite people into sowing $100,000 and raising $100,000 for our church. Now in Seattle, even for a small church to function, to rent out a place, you know, to use on Sundays and that sort of thing, not counting supplies and all that kind of stuff, like it's actually relatively low. And the church is, you know, there's a lot to that. There's so much more we could be asking for. But even that amount to me was like, oh God, you're going to make me ask for money. And one of the things God had to walk me through is like, do you actually believe in what I'm asking you to do here? And when you truly believe in something, you're not, there shouldn't be a barrier up to inviting people into it. And that's actually something that I believe Reinhard Bonnke said is, if it's for the gospel, you never have, like, you never should feel ashamed asking people to sow into it. And we're out here as a, in Seattle, for those who know, you know, like if you know, you know, Seattle is a missions field. This is the most persecuted, like physically persecuted I've seen a church environment be in the United States, or really anywhere. Even in Central America, in the places I've been, I don't think I've seen the church be physically persecuted like this. But like the place that we hosted our communion event, when I met with the lead pastor of it, he said that 3 out of 4 Sundays they have to have somebody escorted out by the police. And if you know, our police have been defunded, so there's not a lot of them. There's not a lot of help, and unless it's a violent crime in process, like in progress, your call time is typically about 4 hours before an officer is going to come. And there's so much more I could talk about all of that and just how the stupidity of the decisions, you know, that have been made and all this stuff. They've had Antifa surround their church and not let their people leave. And they, you know, there was down near where we were originally, there was somebody abducted right behind the building. Not one of our people, thankfully, but somebody, you know, taken. Like those kinds of things. It's just crazy the environment that we're in here. And I'll talk about this more later, but the rest of the country, I don't think understands. And I think we should talk about like what it looks like to be involved without being bought into the political spirit. And we should probably have that conversation at some point. But this idea of I'm just going to focus on the kingdom and let my city go to hell and all this stuff, you guys don't know what you're asking for. And here on the West Coast, I hear people in the Midwest and the East Coast and stuff talk about that. I'm like, you don't understand where this is headed. There are decisions being made out here, especially around trans rights and all this stuff for and children that are going to enable that. This is leading to the government being able to take your children whenever they deem fit. Because you don't buy into the ideology. And so you can say things like, oh, I just want to focus on the kingdom and all this. And like, you're going to be putting your kids at risk. And that's the piece that I don't think people understand. So we're in this like crazy, you know, place, but we feel so much hope and excitement because God is doing something. God's genuinely doing something. The church is on the move here, not just, you know, what we're doing, but like God is moving among the churches here. I look at what's happening with our friends at The Pursuit, and there's others as well, but The Pursuit is like just on fire. Just Russell is just going for it. And he's going after even the political side of things, and the fact that, you know, our governor just signed some crazy legislation, and we have to be involved, because we can actually put a stop to this, or we could sit by and have to stand before God and explain why we let our children be attacked like this. It's the same thing, like anybody who's anti-abortion, and like, you would obviously politically be involved enough, you know, if it's a vote or whatever it might be, you do what you need to do to end that. And that's where we're at. It's where we're at here, and it's coming to the rest of the country if we don't see a move of God, and if the churches don't wake up. So as we get established here, we're early on, and God has not let us do this the traditional way. The traditional way of church planning, I should have come into this with a salary planned out and raised. I should have my salary for at least the first year. We should have come in with, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 raised separate from that. And God just did not let us do any of those things. And every time I've tried to follow church planting wisdom, like the things that you're supposed to do according to church planners and the formulas that work, God has shut it down so quickly. And so I'm at this point, I refuse to play that game. There's people that's right for, and that is what God's asking. And there's other people who are just doing it because it works and they can grow a church without God and without the Holy Spirit and without anointing. We're not doing that. And what we're doing is we are a missional outreach to Seattle. We moved our family into the city, so we live in the city. We're here in it. We hear gunshots. We hear all the crime is right here. And we have three little kids, and we're here in the midst of it. But we're here because we believe God wants to do something here, that God cares about these people. We're in an area where all the nations are right here. So the nation side of my heart, you know, I haven't been able to travel internationally for a bit, but I also haven't felt released to. And we have all the nations right here. Like, and it's not just like, it's primarily Asian and African, and it's some of the most diverse areas in America are right here. And we can literally reach the nations. And so what we're asking for is we're asking people to prayerfully consider partnering with us in this. And so we started this campaign we're calling Fuel the Fire. And if you want to know more, you can go to firemovement.com/fuelthefire, no spaces, no dashes, firemovement.com/fuelthefire. And there you can read a little bit more. And then if you wanted to go even beyond that, I can send you, we actually have a partner letter, just either DM one of our social media platforms, or email me at hello@firemovement.com, and I can send you the partner letter, and you can read through it and hear a little bit more in depth, more than what I'm talking about right now, of what we're doing. But we want to see the gospel move here and see the impact of the gospel, but we also need resources to do that. You know, one of the beautiful things was last year, and this is actually on our app, you can find our financial report for last year. We were only a church from October. We had only started in October until the end of the year for 2022. And in that time, we were able to bless the police department, a single mom. Like, there was a family that we helped give a Christmas to for her four kids. And it's been amazing how much we blessed several other churches. We sewed into different churches, buildings, funds, and things like that. As a smaller church, a large chunk of our money went out just to bless and to sow into the community and for us to be able to bless people well. And so that's our heart. And we're just asking you if you'd like to be a part of that with us. There's something to sowing into that, that then our fruit, whether you're somewhere else in the world, and you know, you might be in a hard, a quote unquote hard environment, a dark environment too. And please go after the gospel there. If you want to sow into what we're doing here, you can do that. I'll give you the ways. So once again, you can go to firemovement.com/fuelthefire, and there'll be the options. You can also, if you'd like to give by check, you can email finance@firemovement.com, and we'll be able to give you the address to mail that to, and all the information, all that. And then also, if you would prefer text to give, you can text FIRE to 833-921-6235. Once again, that's 833-921-6235. And then you text FIRE to that number. And then on the giving page, you select Fuel the Fire. And that's how you partner with us. And then I can also put the link. There's links in the description of this video, of this podcast. But anyways, we would be honored if you'd partner with us in that and help us raise this $100,000. We've already started this campaign, but we've only done it with just friends I've sent it out to. I haven't made as much of a public push yet, but now we're going to start. You're going to start hearing about it a little bit more as things go on. So that's all I really have for you today. Just thank you so much for listening, for being on board with us, for being a part of this this podcast community and the FIRE community. Some of you abroad have been have stayed connected even with distance, and so I feel like that's one of the beautiful things that having all the social media and stuff, it allows us to stay connected in a really cool way. Reach out, comment on stuff, let me hear from you. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. If you guys have any suggestions, anything like that, DM me or email me. And then once again, go follow my YouTube page, Instagram, TikTok, at Ryan Rhodes Official. And also you can go follow the church YouTube pages. It's at Fire Movement Official, I believe, is the right thing. And so, yeah, that's all I've got for you. But thank you so much. Keep looking out. The season 5 is going to launch here shortly. I've got a really exciting, I'm really excited about the podcast I have in 2 days. It's going to be really good. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. The guests I have, and there's more to come. So the best is yet to come. The better days are ahead, and I hope you're blessed wherever you're at. If you need prayer or anything like that, feel free to reach out. But until next time, this has been the FIRE Podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The FIRE Podcast with Ryan Rhodes. FIRE Movement has a mission to bring people face to face with the real Jesus. If you love this show and ministry, please consider subscribing, leaving a 5-star rating, and most importantly, sharing the podcast with others on social media. Also, would you please consider one-time or monthly support to help us sustain and grow this show, so that others can be stirred to hunger for more of the real Jesus? You can do so by going to firemovement.com/support, Venmo at FireMovement, or Cash App $FireMovement. Thank you.